So we were given this topic from Patches' father, so who I suppose
Rod Patches.
But if we call him Patches too, it'll be
a little confusing.
But I was interested in the topic. I'd also thought about it. Basically, it's given the current state of music, the music industry, and our music listening habits, what is the place that radio has in music, and if any, and what is taking its place? And because, I mean, for a long time, radio was basically how music got from the musician to the listener, as there's the main driving force. You heard the music on the radio, and that was where you found out that it existed. But now most people don't listen to the radio. At least, I mean, I only ever listen to the radio in the car.
I was about to say, do you own a radio outside of your car at all?
I have like
a clock radio.
I think my alarm clock has a radio.
I'm guessing you do not use it.
No, I do not.
I think I'm the only person I know who uses their radio.
You can also listen to radio online too, which is, I think some people maybe do that.
That's true, but let's be honest, do you?
I don't know. But I mean, that's because, you know, I have Pandora now or Spotify or whatever. I don't need to listen to music that I don't want to listen to and ads and all this stuff.
But I think, do you feel like, I mean, for me, I'm on never-ending mission to find music. Like, I rely on radio for a lot of things. Talk and NPR, crazy news and that sort of thing. But when I listen to music, I feel like radio, especially when I was growing up, just exposed me to things that I wasn't going to look for. And something like Pandora, you create playlists based on things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And Spotify is like, I want to listen to this right now. And you already know what you're going to listen to. They have radio options, but I think that's never the selling point. The selling point is you can listen to what you want to listen to right now. So really, where is the new music coming for you?
So for me, the new music is coming from either other people or Pandora. And I think the key is creating good Pandora stations or at least knowing of good Pandora stations that will play.
But you're still only getting what you are asking for in some ways.
To some extent, but if you can make a station as diverse or as specific as you want it to be.
Right, but I mean, if you put in the Beatles into Pandora, you're still going to get artists that, I mean, are doing like pop rock type stuff from the era of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Discovery is where the radio really comes into play, and there isn't too much of that. There's not too much alternative there, especially because, the radio has kind of transitioned to the internet, but not really, because who is going there? No one likes random.
Yeah. I mean, one of the problems with radio now, at least for me, is that there aren't – the stations that play music are becoming very specific and segmented. And I think they tend to – you know, you have your top 40 stations and you have like classic rock station and you have some hip-hop stations and you – maybe you have like a country station or some country stations, depending on where you are. And
it's almost like internet radio. It's almost like Pandora.
That's basically all there is. And all the stations play specific genres of music. And for me, I don't really like any of those genres that they play that much. So, like, so listening to a top 40 station's fun once in a while for maybe like 20 minutes, but I don't want to do that all.
Sing your Kelly Clarkson songs.
And
which you do.
Absolutely.
But are you saying that no one is catering to you? Do you feel like.
I feel like since the listening audience in radio is smaller, they have to maximize their potential listenership. So they have to make sure they can't like experiment and say, oh, is this, let's create this station that is maybe more of a niche station, because most of those people aren't going to be listening to radio anyway. We have to find something that has mass appeals, that like, we have a top 40 station, we know people will listen to that because lots of people listen to top 40, and lots of people, like if you're in, you know, in more rural areas, lots of people listen to country, so you can have a country station and people will listen to that. Or if you are in the city, have a hip-hop station, people will listen to that. You have to, like, so, but I think they're, because the listenership is decreasing, they can't really afford to take chances. And because of that, you do get this kind of lack of variety, I suppose.
I think it ends up being, for me, that I want someone to, like, stuff music down my throat, into my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I want a personality who's going to bring me in and force me to listen to stuff that I'm not going to seek out. And that's what's really missing. Like, if I see any void, if I feel any reason that this conversation is not just, like, us being Luddites, as I may have mentioned before, that just like that we're kind of desiring something that doesn't really have a place in today's society anymore. I still think it does, because we need personality.
I do think there is a place for that, and I do, and I might be wrong, but I don't know of where that would be, where you could get a specific playlist from somebody. Is that what you were saying, basically?
Like, yeah, and I mean,
some DJ has got this playlist of like 15 songs or whatever, and you just listen to that, and that's what this dude thinks that you should be listening to.
But like, there's one thing to, because I can go on Spotify, like you were talking about, and find a random playlist by nobody that I've ever met before, and just based on like one little sound or one song, and see what else he kind of mixed, or he or she mixed around that. But I still feel like I can choose which songs to listen to. Like, there's no avenue that is completely untouched. Like, I must listen to these 10 songs programmed by this person who I hope is just like crazy, because I want something so personality driven. And you really can't find that. Ryan, where the hell do you listen to music? How are you avoiding this?
No, I mean, I think about it from a pure functional perspective here, that I hop in the car, and I suppose if my phone could deliver a on button, you know, I guess I could just press the Pandora thing, but then I'd have to hook it up to the car stereo. You know, the radio is already there, and you just press the button and it plays music. And I actually even get stressed with satellite music sometime. Because, like with the XM radio in the car,
there's
because
there's
so
stations.
Many choices, you know?
Yeah.
I like that the radio, you can just kind of hit the button and then new music comes on. And then if you don't like that, you press it again and then there's other music. And you're not, it's not like very defined stations. You don't really know what you're getting.
We just sounded like grandparents just then. There's so many stations. I just want to press the button to listen to the music.
So in terms of simplicity, though, if, and I don't know, but like my parents' car, they have their phone is just automatically gets detected and gets synced by Bluetooth into the car speakers automatically. So they don't have to, you don't have to worry about hooking up
to
the
car speakers.
Is your
parents' car Knight Rider? What? This is like a future car.
No, this is not a future car. This is like a 3-year-old car at this point.
Gosh.
Like, this is, future is now, fellas.
Oh my gosh. but it's interesting to hear you describe that, Ryan, because like, I want to be able to press the button and hear the music in other places, because I don't have a car and I don't get to drive, but I want that spontaneous instant gratification of the radio, but like at my computer. Yeah, I have internet radio, but I have to like go 8 layers into Pitchfork bullshit, or I have to dig into Spotify and let them program something based on like the 8 tracks that they own. Like, I need someone programming it, but I also need it now.
Aren't there like apps where you can do this? Like, whenever I'm on the radio,
I don't know. Ask your parents' car.
No. But whenever I'm actually listening to the radio, they're always pushing like iHeartRadio app or whatever, so you can listen to whatever radio station you want just straight through this app. Have you explored that? I haven't because I don't have a smartphone, so.
Your parents own a car that talks to it to their phones, but you do not own a smartphone.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make that 100% clear. No, I haven't looked into apps, but I still think that there's too much curation. I feel like I'm being hypocritical here because I'm simultaneously not looking for computerized curation that's based on my tastes, but I am looking for curation based on random people I've never met who, for some reason, went to college to study radio, and now they work at radio stations playing records that have never been, you know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. I just want some crazy person, and I want to hit a button, and I want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any experience that like that unless you have someone at the radio kind of manning the ship. And only Ryan seems to be able to enjoy that because he just hits the button and goes into, like, a trance. What do you listen to when you hit the button?
Often Spanish techno.
That's amazing.
Wait, oh, but this is like a Sirius radio station, right?
No, I don't have this. I don't like the Sirius. I just use the radio.
So the regular radio has a Spanish techno station?
Is this out of DC or is this out of Chicago?
This out of Chicago. I guess I should Google it at some point, but sometimes I listen to that and sometimes there's like oldies and sometimes there's, I don't know if there's a country up there, but that's the real joy of the radio, I think, is, you know, you have Pandora, you have to like go back to your station list, scroll around. Okay. All right. Now, which type of rock do you want to listen to?
Right.
You know, you just press the button and then something else comes on.
Now, would you describe yourself as someone who goes out and seeks music? Like, would you hear the Spanish techno and be like, what did I listen to? I must find more.
No. I mean, I'm kind of like you that if that was provided to me, I would consume it.
And I don't think many people are like that, which
I think for in terms of getting new music, though, since music is so readily available, especially via piracy, what I think a lot of people do and what you can do is you can just say, oh, I've heard about this album or this artist from somebody, maybe word of mouth or whatever. And you can go to your computer and you can download it like that and you can listen to it. And so that can be your exposure to new music. Again, it's not your one-click thing, but...
So you think that there are so many avenues that you really don't need a radio to kind of put it in front of you anymore. You can get it instantly from so many different places that the mere mention of something or like 3 seconds of it at a bar and then you Shazam it and then you are downloading it onto your phone or you're running home and like...
Downloading onto your phone even, yeah. Yeah. I mean, so Neil Young said that he doesn't mind illegal downloading because to him he views that as just the new radio. This is how people hear new music. They download it illegally and you listen to it, and if they like it, then they might go to the shows, they might actually, God forbid, buy it, you know. But this is how people are listening to music instead of listening to the radio.
Right, they're just coming across it in some way. Well, it's interesting. I don't know. You know, we used to host this podcast on SoundCloud, which we don't anymore. But SoundCloud is trying to create they want to be like a Facebook for music. They want you to load your own tracks. They want you to explore musicians you've never heard of and kind of fall into a maelstrom of self-produced music. And introduce you to things that you'll just never experience anywhere else. And I think that's great, too, if only because, again, it's personality-driven, it's unexpected, and you could go to SoundCloud's homepage and just find something instantly. You don't have to think. You just click the play button, and all of a sudden you're listening to something random. And I guess that's what I'm really looking for. It's a stale environment in a place like Pandora or Spotify for me where I can't choose. I need to hit the button. I'm envious of Ryan.
A lot of people are jealous of me, man. Welcome.
Just join the club, man.
I want to get in your car. And I want to ride. And now I want to listen to Spanish techno.
Dang it, yeah, man.
Yeah, Sufister, now what you need to do is you give us an artist or you give us an album or something, and then we go download it illegally.
you listen to it on the YouTube, man.
Or listen to it on the YouTube, actually. That's another point, yeah. That's actually maybe a better example of the radio.
The YouTube. I give you a props and I make your ass dope. I'll give you one red plum, plotting in the solar system.